and their activities. Activities of NGOs are continuously restricted and their working conditions do not comply with international standards. Germany therefore recommends to 1) ensure the rights and fundamental freedoms enshrined in the Constitution, especially regarding women's rights and freedom of the press. 2) ensure that the press, journalists, and bloggers can work freely and independently without any unduly restrictions. And 3) facilitate the freedom of trade unions and labor organizations and allow independence in their activities. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Merci.
Thank you, and I call on distinguished representative of Greece.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Greece welcomes the delegation of Uzbekistan to the fourth UPR cycle. We consider that the adoption of the new constitution is a positive step for ensuring further democratic reforms in the country. We would also like to commend the country's efforts for the promotion and protection of children's rights, especially through the creation in